I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montana's gubernatorial candidates sparred over several issues, including Syrian war refugees, during their first debate. Democratic incumbent Steve Bullock and Republican challenger Greg Gianforte squared off yesterday in Big Sky. Among their differences, a controversial proposal to resettle Syrian refugees in Montana. Bullock said fear should not define our values. He added that he'd do everything in his power to ensure unvetted refugees don't end up in Montana.
My opponents proposed that what we ultimately need to do is shut down the relocation centers. We've seen what's happened in other states, because it is ultimately not the governor that gets to make the call of who comes through the borders. In those states like New Jersey that have shut down the relocation centers, refugees are still coming in. But the governor and the state has no idea where those folks are.
Greg Gianforte says his heart goes out to war refugees, but that he's opposed the resettlement proposal from day one.
I have concern for them, but it doesn't extend so far as to actually move them into our homes and our communities. Even Obama's own CIA director said, ISIS, who we're currently at war with, is using these refugee programs to bring people into our country, and I've been very clear it would not happen on my watch.
The candidates also tangled over stream access. In 2009, Gianforte sued Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks over a public fishing easement on his Bozeman property. He says the dispute was basically a property boundary issue. Gianforte's critics say he was trying to strip away public access to a section of the East Gallatin River. Gianforte describes the incident as a government mistake and chalked it up to a, quote, culture of enforcement in Helena.
It took us over a year to get FWP to come out to our location and walk on the ground and see what we're actually talking about. It amounted to a mistake on their part as to the location of an easement. We were on the property literally for an hour, and you know what they said? They said, oh, you're right, we're wrong, we'll update our records. Access has never been blocked, and we've never sued to block access.
Steve Bullock sees it differently.
Let's look at the facts. Ultimately, Mr. Gianforte, through his lawyer, Art Wittick, filed a lawsuit that said there are other places to get access, so this is unnecessary. This easement was never properly created. He filed suit against the state of Montana and all of us. This public easement ultimately should be extinguished because it wasn't improperly created.
Sunday's debate was sponsored by the Montana Broadcasters Association. A recording of the entire debate is available on our website, mtpr.org.